Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We are sharing with you on the subject of the Holy Spirit, and we're talking about the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, a very important subject because you must understand what the Word of God declares about the Holy Spirit. We've talked about the fact that there is conflicting teachings in the body of Christ on the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. There is one group that believes that once you're born again, that you receive the Holy Spirit within the person at that time, and that there's no further baptism, receiving, or indwelling of the Holy Spirit. They think they get the person of the Holy Spirit at salvation, and they reject any further baptism of the Holy Spirit. Then there's another group that believe that once you're born again, you are to be baptized with the Holy Spirit subsequent to or following salvation. They say you're born again first, then you're to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, and they use a variety of terms to describe this experience. Baptism of the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit, receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, receiving the fullness of the Holy Spirit, receiving the infilling of the Holy Spirit, or receiving the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, with all these terms referring to this particular experience subsequent to salvation. Obviously, there's great dissension, there's confusion in the body of Christ over the doctrine concerning the Holy Spirit. God's not the author of confusion. And how can we know the truth about the doctrine of the Holy Spirit? It's through the Word of God, which is the truth. John 17:17, thy word is truth. So therefore, we're going to have to study all the scriptures regarding the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has already promised in his word in John 16:13 to guide us into all truth. Well, if we will study the word in the proper way, we'll learn the truth. One of the things that I learned long ago when I first got into ministry was to study all the scriptures on a particular subject as if I knew nothing, without any preconceived notions. Otherwise, you'll approach it biased on what you believe. If you study without any preconceived beliefs, that's the key to be in a position for the Holy Spirit to reveal truth about any particular subject. So I started studying the Word of God, believing the Word of God, and not approaching it with any preconceived beliefs or attitudes. God revealed to me that there's a difference between the baptism, receiving, and filling of the Holy Spirit. They're three different things. And I'm sharing this understanding with you, which I believe will answer all of your questions regarding the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. And you know, the Lord wants us to come to this place. He wants us to come to the place of knowing the truth so that there is no division in the body of Christ. Now, we were talking about in the last broadcast the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. We saw in the Old Testament the Holy Spirit was with men and women, came upon them, but never resided within them. Nobody was born again until after Jesus had been to the cross, was resurrected from the dead, purged our sins by his own blood. So the Old Covenant, during that particular time, remember the tabernacle was erected and God dwelt in a temple that was made by hands. God did not dwell in man, of course, because man was spiritually separated from God. And we saw the fact that in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit would come upon man, anointing him to fulfill certain offices of ministry, such as prophet, priest, or king. We saw David in 1 Samuel 16:13, where the horn of oil, and he was anointed by Samuel, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. We also saw with Samson, where the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he did mighty works. We saw also in Numbers 11:25, the Spirit was upon Moses, was given to the 70 elders so that they could help minister to the people. And then we saw in Exodus 31, in verse 2, where Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, the tribe of Judah, it says in verse 3, I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom and in understanding and knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. The purpose of the filling of the Spirit of God for wisdom, understanding, and knowledge was so that he could accomplish the construction of the tabernacle. Now here is a case where we see a person being filled with the Spirit of God in the Old Testament. We know the Holy Spirit was not residing in the person because nobody was born again in the Old Testament era. Nobody could have the Holy Spirit in them. We can see an important point here, that there is a difference between being filled with the Holy Spirit and having the Holy Spirit residing within a person. So we also saw in Luke chapter 1, in verse 15, speaking of John the Baptist, where he would be great in the sight of the Lord, he would drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he would be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb for the prophet's ministry. In Luke chapter 1, in verse 41, Elizabeth, when she heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost and began to prophesy things. In Luke chapter 1, verse 67, Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost, and he began to prophesy things. That shows you that the filling of the Holy Spirit occurred with Bezalel, with John the Baptist, with Elizabeth, and also with Zacharias, all in the Old Testament for the purpose of service unto the Lord. Now, we mentioned that there were prophecies about the Holy Spirit, Joel chapter 2, verse 28, 29, and then Peter confirming what had happened on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit was poured out in Acts chapter 2, verse 14 to 18, indicating that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was coming upon man in Acts chapter 2 of what Joel had spoken. That was the initial outpouring to bring man back into relationship with God again, because man needed a change spiritually. He needed a new spirit and a new heart. Ezekiel prophesied this change that we saw in Ezekiel 36, verse 26 and 27. He says, "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I'll take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you a heart of flesh." Verse 27, he says, "And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them." Ezekiel prophesied of a new spirit, but he also spoke of my spirit in verse 27. Notice there's a clear difference between the a new spirit in verse 26 and the my spirit in verse 27. The a new spirit is what we get when we're born again, as you will see, the new creation in Christ. The my spirit is the Holy Spirit, which you will understand is received subsequent to salvation as we go through the scriptures on receiving the Holy Spirit, and you will see that when we get to that down the line. I hope that you're planning on listening to every one of these broadcasts, because it's going to bring a lot of important information to you. Now we want to talk about the teaching of Jesus and what went on in the New Testament. We know from the Old Testament to the New Testament era, we know there was no prophetic voice during that 400-year period. Then we know that John the Baptist was born. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. He has the anointing of a prophet, and he comes to prophesy the kingdom of heaven at hand and the coming of the Lord. And he spoke in Matthew chapter 3, verse 3, that he was the voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make his path straight." And in Matthew 3:11, he says this, "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." So John the Baptist is speaking of one who is the Messiah, which of course is Jesus, who was going to come, and he was going to baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So here we see this statement about this baptism of the Holy Spirit. We'll be seeing this later as we look at this. Now in Matthew chapter 3, verse 13, when Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him, John forbade him, saying, "I have need to be baptized of thee. And comest thou to me?" John the Baptist, remember, was filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb. And here he says that he needs to be baptized by Jesus. And what was Jesus going to baptize with? He was baptizing with the Holy Spirit. So John, who was filled with the Spirit but was not baptized with the Spirit, obviously shows there's a difference between them. So there's a clear difference shown here between being filled with the Holy Spirit and being baptized with the Holy Spirit. Now, in Jesus' earthly ministry, he taught about the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 7, in verse 37 to 39, it says this, "In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." Here's the case. Jesus speaks of those coming and drinking, which you'll find is the receiving of the Holy Spirit. What's he talking about? Verse 39, he makes it very clear that he spoke of the Holy Spirit that those who believe on him should receive. And he says here that the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. That tells us something, that the Holy Spirit was not going to be given until after Jesus was glorified. That was when he was seated at the right hand of the Father and given the scepter of righteousness, the scepter of his kingdom. And of course, then on the day of Pentecost, that's when Jesus sent the Holy Spirit into the earth. And that was the time when men were going to be born again. So they couldn't receive the Holy Spirit until he was sent forth on the day of Pentecost. In Acts chapter 2, verse 33, the Bible says, "Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which you now see and hear." Here, Jesus, glorified in heaven, receives from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit. That's important to note. He received it from the Father, so it came from the Father, and he sent the Holy Spirit into the earth to be received by believers. Now, before Jesus was glorified, remember, the Holy Spirit could fill men and women, but they were not baptized with the Holy Spirit, nor did they receive the Holy Spirit, as we saw that term in John chapter 7. Now, in John 14, verse 16, he says, "I will pray the Father, he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive." There's this term receive, which is the Greek word lambano, "because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." That shows you something. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. Then in John 15:26, it says, "When the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." This tells us something else. It tells us that the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father, not from Jesus, and he's the Spirit of truth. So from John 14, in verse 16 and 17, it says the world can't receive the Holy Spirit. That means a person who's not born again can't receive the Holy Spirit. First of all, the Holy Spirit has to be received by someone who is a believer. And we see that the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father, and Jesus gets the Holy Spirit from the Father and sends him into the earth. So it's important that we understand that the filling of the Holy Spirit occurred in the Old Testament. Jesus was going to baptize with the Holy Spirit, and the receiving of the Holy Spirit could not occur until the day of Pentecost, and it could only be received by believers, and the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father. We're going to talk more in the next broadcast. I hope you keep listening to these. As I close today, I have a book available on this subject. The title of the book is The Difference Between Baptism, Receiving, and Filling of the Holy Spirit. If you'd like to get this, it's available for $6, postage paid. Please call 602-279-5212. Again, the book, The Difference Between Baptism, Receiving, and Filling of the Holy Spirit, available for $6, postage paid. To get it, please call 602-279-5212. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.